Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation. And by Lightspeed, your aviation headset leader in innovation, comfort, and exceptional service. Come discover how you can trade up to Zulu, even from other premium brands, by visiting Lightspeed Aviation in booth number 846. Once you've tried it, we think you'll be ready to leave all those other headsets behind.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California, with Rhett Ross, CEO of Teledyne Continental. Rhett, we heard from the EPA on the issue of fuels today, really for the first time publicly that I'm aware of. Did you hear anything new or did you hear anything encouraging?
Well, didn't hear anything new. Did hear that at least the EPA is going to work closely with the FAA and the industry to really think through this issue before it becomes moves into the real regulatory phase.
Okay, well, what the fellow from the EPA said was that there is no fixed timeline. Is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, I view it as partially a bad thing. It's not that I want to see any of this get accelerated, because moving too fast can only cause bad decisions. But at some point, we've got to move from the regulators talking about this to actually making some concrete decisions so that the industry, the airplane owners, and the broader public can move forward and do something.
Now, what we heard from the manufacturers today is that we're all set up to do something. Just tell us what it is.
Well, that's absolutely true. We're engine manufacturers. I said that in a talk today. We're not fuel guys. We're not chemistry guys. Until we really know what the fuel is, we can only support and test options and look at things. We don't begin our real work until the decision is made on what the specification is. Then we can get down to looking at what that means to the engine and the manuals and the pilot operating handbook.
Where does this leave people who have engines or might even be thinking of buying a brand new TSO 550? What's your advice to people who are watching this and perhaps worried about whether they'll have fuel?
I had a gentleman walk up to me. He owns a pressurized Baron today. And he asked me the exact same question, and I looked him straight in the eye, and I said, you should feel comfortable in your investment. You should feel comfortable in re-engineering your airplane today, and that investment will not be obsoleted tomorrow. We do believe, despite the uncertainty right now, that this process will work effectively, that the government, the industry, and the flying community will be able to work together and do this correctly, and do this over a period of time that does not cost anybody any serious impairment of their airplanes or investment. So again, I would say feel comfortable in buying it. Indeed, I'm out looking in the marketplace for an airplane myself. I wouldn't go tie up that kind of money if I thought tomorrow it was going to be devalued or worthless.
There was also mention that now that this issue has some profile and probably some legs, that it really is up to the flying community to keep it going. What's your advice to your customers and to people who may be your future customers?
Well, I don't think it's quite fair to say it's up to the flying community to drive this exclusively. I do think it is fair to say that each of us as individuals and private citizens of the United States have a say in what our elected officials and the government regulatory authorities do. So what can the flying community do? You can talk to the new group of congresspeople and senators that have been elected. You can send letters stating your position and your belief and recommendations, and continue doing that. Be involved in the democracy that we have so that we can help influence the best and right decisions that we deal with.
The other thing that I got out of today was that there was kind of tentative consensus that there will be one fuel. It won't be a dual fuel market. Is that the way that you are seeing it now too?
I believe economically, as an FBO operator, we as Continental Motors, run several FBOs. I think generally from the overall support of the industry, trucking and everything else, that there's not enough demand in the aviation community for multiple fuels like you see in cars. So I do believe that economics are going to dictate one consistent fuel across the entire industry.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation, your aviation headset leader in innovation, comfort, and exceptional service. And by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation, with over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.